Hello everybody, and today we will
welcome to our podcast.
You talk or I talk? Yeah, talk. TNO.
Okay, welcome to our podcast. We are gonna talk about the importance about English in Indonesia.
Importance of English in Indonesia.
Yeah.
You're talking about English and you... Okay. Ignore it. So, okay, we will start that. As a foreigner, I'm also not a native English speaker, but I know some basic English. And I can also talk to other people in English and can write and read. So, basically, I know English. So, yeah. We will be talking about English, how much English language is really much important in Indonesia. And how people should learn, or Indonesian government should make it important for people to learn, or in schools to learn English. Because a lot of foreigners, when they come here, they can't speak same like in Turkey. In Malaysia, I've been there. In Malaysia, the problem is there are a lot of mixed people there. That's why Malaysian people can still speak. As for Indonesian people are... I mean, yeah. You can say that because of Dutch colonizers were here, so they don't know English. Yeah, it's fine, but English is now an international language and you should be learning it. Because it's really common nowadays. I mean, when a foreigner come here, they can't speak directly Indonesian, right? You have to like talk to them or attract with Indonesian, right, with English. And when we speak English, they can, like, for example, when I came to Jakarta from Pakistan for the first time, I was talking in English with some people, with some employees in airport, and they just can't reply me, so it was really shocking for me. But overall, yeah, a lot of people nowadays can speak, but most of them, like as shopkeepers or in the malls or in airport, they should make English really common in there, because a lot of foreigners in there, and how they're gonna interact with the locals when they don't know English, it's like it become like an awkward situation, right? So T, what are your views on this?
I want everybody learn English. Like, they tell every foreigner who comes in Indonesia to learn Indonesian, because English is important. How someday you have a business with a foreigner and then suddenly he will trick you because you can't speak English?
Exactly what I said right now, that even a shopkeeper or a, like I told you, when I came to airport first day and I was asking him the directions, and the person there, who he was an airport employee, and he don't know how to talk, and he was just like,
not just airport employee, remember when you were in college,
in my college or in a hotel or any other different places, it's really hard. And the most awkward part is, even though I'm not a native English speaker, but I, like I told you, I can still speak English. Once I was like interacting with some reception, and on a reception in with some receptionist, and I was talking to them with English, and first of all they were like speaking broken English, and then when I leave they were start laughing and smiling. And T, what you're gonna say about it, like, yeah, it's really become, you know, it can really become awkward. What you're gonna say? I'm gonna continue with this. As I'm living in Surabaya is really, in Surabaya it's really hard to find someone who speak good English or who I can interact with. Of course I have to learn Indonesian, but English, they should know English, as English is an international and common language, right? In Jakarta is like, there are a lot of people who can speak English for some reason. I don't know why. What's the difference in Surabaya and Jakarta? Maybe in schools, but I don't know. I'm not sure. So I'm gonna ask T for this, that why it is like this in Jakarta. Why it's difference from, you know, in Jakarta and Surabaya? Why it's so much difference? Like, they can speak English there. Why not in Surabaya?
In Jakarta, actually, there is some place that people can't speak English to.
Maybe
it's,
really?
Maybe it's because Jakarta is the main, like, what is that? What is it called?
Maybe the capital of
the
country.
Yeah, capital.
Yeah, ibu kota.
Maybe because of that. Yeah. Even though Surabaya is the second largest city.
Yeah, but they should know, you know, when a lot of foreigners come to Indonesia. Indonesia is a foreign, I mean, it's a, Indonesia have a lot of tourist attraction and a lot of foreigners come to Indonesia. They should learn English at least, so it's easy. Remember in Jogja, when we went to the train station and they were like really confused, those two foreigners, even though they were not English native, they were white, they were maybe from Italy or somewhere, but they were still like, they, locals can't show them the directions where they have to go. Remember that day?
Yeah, and they and I told you to come to them so they can understand, which is
I have
place, because of course if you are stuck somewhere and the people can't even speak English, even though you use Google Translate, how if Google Translate, you know, sometimes Google Translate is translating something like wrong, like you wanna actually, you mean this kind of thing, and then Google Translate like in other, what is it?
Exactly, you're fine, and the bad part is a lot of people say to me that you should learn Indonesian if you're coming to Indonesia. Yeah, that's fine, that's true, but
at least learn English.
Learn English,
so
yeah. Good impression.
Balance.
Yeah, no, not balance. It's like a good impression, like you can give some good impression to the others who are, it's like, look, this is your home. Indonesia is your home, and foreigners, when they come to Indonesia, is like they are guests in your country, so they, you should show them, and you should show them good gesture, you know, so they can tell to other maybe their friends or someone, then they can travel. It, you know, it also helps the country financially, and that's true. Small things helps country financially, and that's really true, because a lot of foreigners will come more because they are comfortable that they can interact with locals with English language, and they will come more and more, like in Turkey too. You know, my friend went to Turkey once, and in Turkey they can speak English and they mostly scam people on in the taxi. Yeah, and that was really shocking to me. It's really beautiful country, but even Indonesia is really beautiful. I mean, for me, I really like, I want to live in here, I mean, for my whole of my life, if my work is getting better. But the, even though I have learned a lot of Indonesian and I'm lancar in it, but but still, I want locals to learn English, as it's really common in every country. It is. And it also shows good gestures towards the tourists in Indonesia. So if this is the reason for you that you foreigners are coming to Indonesia, they should learn Indonesian. And that's not a good...
And at school, the kid who can speak English, they don't have to, you know, like making fun of them. Because they sometimes they are scared to, you know, to show that I can speak English, that I can talk with foreigner. They are shy because what? Because the other kid were making, not making fun, actually they're like, they said he show off. But speaking English, speaking other languages is not a show off. They're just, you know, like they
it
just
is not
learn.
Yeah.
Language is, you know, language
knowledge.
No, not just knowledge, like this is the way you talk to a person.
Yeah, you can interact with other, and it is a good gesture.
With everybody in this world, you can speak English, because English is the main language, right?
Yeah,
because,
it's a common and international language.
And they should learn this. They don't have to, you know, say show off. Like,
yeah, and I will correct some people who say that English is from America. It's not from US, it's from originally from British. Right. Yeah. English is from British, it's not American language. So yeah, a lot of people are confused in this. I know it's a common thing. A lot of people who know, they will be like, what is this dumb? But yeah, that's the truth. A lot of people think that's from America. So I mean, whole point is that English should be commonly used in Indonesia. Because English is really important, even for one's life. I mean, There are nowadays there are freelancing jobs or freelancing work which people can work from home. Then how if people don't know English, how they're gonna interact with clients internationally? That's my question. A lot of Indonesians are doing drop shipping and freelancing, and I'm not talking about that you have to make an accent to start talking English, but at least you should know basic English so you can interact with people. And that's all for today, as we were just it was our first ever podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy it. For more, you can also send emails on my email given in my bios, and we will try our best to answer your question in our podcast. But we are not expert, we will just share our experience. That's all. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.